In this next Thursday edition, I talk with Jody Pixley of the Western Klamath Restoration Partnership, talking about a tour that they will be conducting for the public.
So I'm Jody Pixley. I'm the Western Klamath Restoration Partnership's coordinator.
How long has this been operating?
Formally since 2014, but I guess really the beginning started back in 2007. We are communicating what we're doing with this project and what that's going to entail as far as details involved with it. We are sharing what we're doing. We would like those who want to join us to join. So we're not calling to recruit. It's just sharing and letting folks know this is, you know, hey, we're doing this field trip. You're welcome to join us if you want to learn about the project. It's a really unique restoration project.
What's your latest project? What's the thing that you would want people to know more about?
Kadia Tui Ship Project. And we're implementing that now, but public invitation, kind of the reason that we're talking today is the field trip that we're holding on October 8th for the public and just getting our invitation out there for folks.
So you're talking about the current project that you're doing, the tour that you're inviting people to witness.
We are in the planning stages of this project. We're hoping to get kind of going on the environmental review, kind of the formal environmental review at the beginning of next year. And so in advance of that, we're sharing with folks who are interested about the project. And it's really open to everyone. It's in particular, we're trying to target folks that are kind of directly in the area who this project might be kind of occurring near and around and perhaps on some of the private properties that are located there. So it's located on Offfield Mountain, kind of in the Soames Bar, Orleans area. So it's called Ikadia Tuiship. It's a real significant cultural project. Ikadia Tuiship, in Karuk language, the tribe that resides here, that term translates as Spirit People Mountain. So it's certainly the most significant cultural project that we've done and are excited to share with folks about it.
What are the dates that did you mention the dates that this is happening?
So it's happening on October 8th, Friday. So that's occurring on October 8th. We'll be meeting at the Salmon River Outpost store in Soames Bar at 10 a.m. is when we're asking folks to meet with us to then head out shortly after.
Are you doing any COVID type of prevention?
Yes, we are accommodating COVID precautions. We are, it'll be a physical social distancing event. We will be driving separate cars, so people will be caravanning. And of course, it's important to bring your masks if you find yourself in the case that you're not able to physical distance, but that shouldn't be an issue. We're going to be accommodating for that.
That's very good. Okay. Is there other information people need to know?
I don't think so. I could maybe just say a few things about what's special about the project. Some of the goals of the project are to restore fire process on the landscape in this area. It's about a 12,000 acre area. Protecting community and cultural resources are a high priority, and as well as to set the stage for safe return of ceremonial fire practices. So we're in the planning stage as of right now. We're hoping to start implementation in 2023.
Well, that's a good plan. You've got it planned out to 2023. Impressive. How long is this tour?
We will be holding it from 10 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon, 4.5 hours.
Are you advising people to bring food, or is there going to be refreshments?
Yeah, no, we recommend folks bring, you know, some snacks and bag lunches for sure. Yep.
Unless you have something else that you would like to share about what you're doing, maybe some other projects that you're doing?
I could just quickly maybe talk about the Soames project real quick. It's, you know, an important project of ours. We are in the implementation phase. We're hoping to wrap that up, probably not by next year. That was the original goal. But fires in the area have really kind of delayed project work, unfortunately. But We are getting extensions where we need them, and we will be able to get it implemented just a little bit later, complete the implementation a little bit later than we were hoping. We're hoping next year. But if not, we hope certainly by the year after that. Pretty huge accomplishment for us, so nice to share.
Very good. I like all this.
I guess I would just add, you know, folks can find us on Facebook or at our website. We're also on Twitter and Instagram, but we are trying to kind of have our presence on social media and kind of share there as well what we're up to.
Could you give us the links then?
Yes, the website is just wkrp.network, and you can search for Western Klamath Restoration Partnership on Facebook, and we should come right up. Same thing with Twitter and Instagram.
Is there a telephone number you'd like to share?
Not really ideal for us. We're not really, WKRP is made of a group. It's kind of comprised of a group of entities. My position is hosted with the Mid-Klamath Watershed Council, so we don't really have a direct phone number.
Okay, that's good. I just...
Oh, you know, there's one more thing. As far as the field trip goes, the RSVP is supposed to, we're requesting that folks RSVP for the field trip and contact me with that, and either contact my email address, jodie@wkrp.network, or call the Mid-Klamath Watershed Council office at 530-627-3202 and leave a message for Jody, and I will return your call.
Is there a deadline on that?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, you know, actually, you know, now that I think of it, we're trying to make a kind of final call. You just know with kind of local fire situation that things change rapidly all the time. And so on October 6th, we're making a final call on whether we're holding it or not. So I would say October 6th, we would make that deadline for folks to RSVP.
Okay, so, well, thank you for your time and thank you for what you're doing. I think it is a good thing. So thank you very much, Jody.
Well, thanks for your interest, and thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
I've been speaking with Jody Pixley of the Western Klamath Restoration Partnership. The Thursday edition is a production of KIDE Hoopa Tribal Radio. The producer, host, and engineer has been Joseph Orozco. We thank you for listening.